You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Well, hey there. I appreciate you stopping by to check on me at home. Yeah, I'm not at the break room today. I called in sick from Dead and Roasted because I think I've got a pretty bad sinus infection. So I do apologize, today's episode is shorter than usual. But do you really want sinus drainage in your coffee? You do? Well, to each their own. While I focus on getting better, I will share with you two especially creepy work stories. One about being nearly taken on the way home, and the other about the worst thing that can happen when flesh meets machine. Also, keep in mind, this show is about stories that happen at work, on the way to work, or on the way home from work. That's always been the rules for these stories. Yeah, I'm talking to you, guy, who left a less than favorable review on iTunes. Now, these are tales from the, well, my couch, I guess. Enjoy, and I'll be back soon and more powerful than ever as soon as Mama's chicken soup is done. Warning: the following story contains depictions of human gore. Don't touch the pipes. From Dr. M. I'm an engineer for a small company in Houston, Texas. If you're from here, you know about the popularity of oil rig jobs and the corresponding engineering jobs that take up a large portion of our economy. However, engineers and oil rig jobs aren't the only ones in the industry. We also have guys known as service techs who help us run tests on parts, go out and use the parts in the wells, and help us give feedback on what works and what doesn't. During one part test, we were flown out via helicopter to a well to observe the experiment firsthand. A service tech was present to put it on the drill string. This particular rig is located in the Gulf of Mexico, a few hours south of Texas. I'd never actually been to a rig until this point. Ironic, since I'm an engineer that designs parts for them, and I looked around in awe, soaking up the scenery and looking off the side of the rig into the intimidating ocean below. It was really freaky looking into the water, watching the massive waves crash into the floating rig platform. However, that would be far from the scariest thing I'd see that day. Once I got through soaking in my new environment, I was called to deck to oversee the part test. A piece of machinery designed to protect and provide slip to the drill pipe down the hull. These parts are most often put on manually by service techs, as they are specifically trained in drill string attachments and safety. Now, to preface, it's not uncommon for service techs to chat with each other while on the job, assuming they could hear each other over the loud machinery. They do this job day in and day out, with very little break time, so distraction is not unheard of or even uncommon. However, I wish that it was. When the test commenced, the Kelly began to move. The Kelly is a type of well drilling device on an oil or gas drilling rig that employs a section of pipe, which passes through the matching splined Kelly bushing and rotary table. The Kelly moved closer and closer to the platform, anticipating a new section of pipe to be added. This is all normal, as pipe is added in increments as the Kelly undulates, allowing the moving pieces to be added or removed by discretion of the driller. However, the tech assigned to this experiment was busy trying to get the attention of another colleague, looking away momentarily as he was aiding in placing the pipe along the drill string and securing the protector. While he was looking away, the protector clamped over his hand tightly, the locking mechanism already in position and headed toward the narrow canal in the platform. The screams erupted on deck as workers frantically lunged for the emergency shutoff buttons, but it was already too late. The protector had successfully made its way to the canal, pulling his hand and arm up to his elbow into the floor before anyone could have realized what happened. After several agonizing seconds, the drill string finally stopped with a shuddering metal groan. I stood, frozen in my spot, sweat pooling in my boots and under my hard hat. I turned around and tore my safety glasses and mask off my face, vomiting into the grease waste bin. His arm was mangled and twisted so that the bone was sticking out at odd angles and unnaturally flattened by the crushing force of the drill string in the floor. Feeling like I was going to pass out, I had a colleague escort me to the lower deck so I could sip some water and regain my bearings. I removed my boots and put my feet against the wall, propping them over my head to prevent my lightheadedness from overtaking me. I could still hear the screams, the sobs from the man in the deck above, making it all that much more difficult to keep my composure. However, my composure that I fought so hard to keep would soon drain out of me like leaking oil when they brought the man through the room I was in to get him to the infirmary. Carried by a backboard, he was brought through the break room screaming and bleeding. I watched as they carried him by, his mangled and severed arm gushing blood. I squeezed my eyes shut as tight as I could, trying not to vomit, while I was practically upside down, still trying to keep the blood flow to my head and not pass out. I could feel my skin prickling and going pale, that cold, creeping feeling that you get when you know you're about to lose consciousness. I sat up, bringing my knees to my chest, trying to keep my head from swimming. However, when I woke up on the floor, I realized that I had passed out anyway, despite my efforts. When I was brought to the infirmary for an aspirin and ice pack for my head, I couldn't help but stare at the blood everywhere, left by the man whose arm was taken by the rig. I ended up getting sent home that day, unable to finish the experiment, and go back to that platform after watching it tear the man's arm right off. Even though I got flack from my employer for not finishing the experiment, I don't regret it. I'm just glad I didn't have to spend another moment on a platform that ripped off another person's limb. If you work on oil rigs, please always pay attention and remain alert on the platform. Whatever you do, don't touch the pipes. This episode is sponsored by June's Journey. What is horror to you? Monsters? Murder? Mystery? Well, if human monsters are your thing, June's Journey is the game for you, albeit in a more lighthearted tone. June's Journey is a hidden object game with a thrilling murder mystery set in the roaring 20s. You play as June on the hunt for your sister's murderer. Discover clues through exciting hidden object scenes with beautiful and atmospheric illustrations and music. Victory brings you closer to new plot points and suspenseful answers. When not hunting for clues, you can customize your own luxurious estate island with gardens, buildings, and decor. Or chat and play with or against other players too in the Detective Club, where you could even put your skills to the test in the Detective League. June's Journey is both relaxing and fun to play. With my busy schedule, I find it's the perfect game to pick up and play whenever I've got a free moment. It doesn't demand too much time, and it's pretty satisfying solving puzzles quickly and unlocking new clues. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Never walk nights alone and unarmed. From Monica. This encounter happened when I was 22 years old. At the time, I was 5 months pregnant, working at a Yoshinoya food chain restaurant. I would always work the night/graveyard shifts, and this took place in Los Angeles, California. I was walking home one night around 10:30 or 11 p.m., It was already dark out, and the streets were almost empty. Luckily, I only lived a 3-minute walking distance from Yoshinoya, so I always felt safe. My husband would usually pick me up, but often he fell asleep due to his work schedule and our 1-year-old son. I was very impatient, and I just wanted to get home and rest. So instead of waiting, I would begin walking, because by the time he got up and started the car, I would practically be home already. The street I had to walk through was the main street with a large grocery market on the way. There was an even darker, small section I would pass through. As I got closer, I saw this white van with no windows in the back, so just 2 passenger windows and a windshield. The entire area was darkened due to large trees nearby. I was getting extremely nervous because this was just out of the ordinary. It got worse when I saw a man standing outside of the same van smoking a cigarette, with his back and one leg against the van. It's hard to explain the fear that came over me, because I was very tired and even more uncomfortable. It was even worse because I was pregnant. I kept thinking, what would happen to my child if something happens here? I could not see the man's face clearly because it was too dark. As I was approaching, I thought to myself, this guy's gonna grab me and throw me into that van. I can feel it in my gut. But to my relief, nothing happened. As soon as I turned to walk into the alley, I started running as fast as I could. I was halfway through the alley when I turned around, and I saw that man now walking behind me. He was looking back and around, sort of an uncomfortable and unsure body language coming from him. Luckily, as I approached my apartment complex, some neighbors were downstairs drinking. A wave of relief came to me again. As I stopped running and made the turn into the apartment parking lot, I saw the suspicious man retreating back the way he came. I was so terrified to walk alone at night after that. Due to my work schedule, I had to continue this routine for several more months. Fortunately, I never saw that van or man again, and I'm very thankful for it to this day. In the end, it seemed like that man was in turmoil with himself. Perhaps he was planning to take me, but he had decided against it. I'll never know for sure. Tales from the Break Room is a viewer-submitted podcast featuring allegedly true scary stories that happened on the way to, on the way from, or at work. If you want your story to be narrated on the show, send it to us at eeriecast.com/submit. As of April 14th, we're paying 3 cents per word for stories that are approved and make it onto the show. Submission does not guarantee approval or payment. For a limited time only, PayPal only. Tales from the Break Room is an EerieCast Network original podcast hosted by Darkness Prevails. You can follow him on Twitter at Dark Prevails, and you can hear thousands more stories read by him on our other show, Unexplained Encounters. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow and rate Tales from the Break Room on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also enjoy plenty more horror-themed podcasts at eeriecast.com.